answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Political power lies in being able to convince his supporters of anything and everything. Then loud public dissent from inside his coalition, from prominent MAGA influencers, might be the thing that will melt his carefully crafted alternative fact-based reality faster than the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Oh, and that is exactly what is starting to happen with his brutal and ugly and clunky and wildly unpopular mass deportation scheme. Mm-hmm. The sight and the sound and the smells of heavily armed federal agents sweeping up people with no criminal records. Everyone from grandmas to kids with arrests everywhere from outside of schools to outside of bakeries, even to a Marine base.
I mean, he is just picking up everybody. And it is true, they have expanded their tactic. They are doing wider sweeps. The original proposal was that they would go after the worst of the worst first. They got some of those pretty quickly, but a lot of them are still hiding in the midst of others. Now, I do have some issues with this expansion. Now, I'm not sold on it completely for several reasons, which I'll break down for you. Now, if you are a hard MAGA Trump supporter, never deviating, I'm going to disappoint you. I'm sorry, but I call balls and strikes here. And I think there's some instances where it needs some reevaluation. But when you listen to MSNBC, Nicole Wallace wallow around and saying, let me see, how did she word that? This might be the thing that will melt his carefully crafted alternative fact-based reality faster than the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz. Great alliteration, storytelling, but it's full of a BS. I have a BS card. I pull it a lot, and I recognize it pretty fast, as I know you do. But then she starts talking about the sight and sound and smells of heavily armored federal agents. I understand if you see them and you hear them coming, the smells, that's just thrown in there simply to agitate. It reflects back when FBI agent Smurf, I'm sorry, Stroke and his lover, Paige, he would text her, I'm at the Walmart. And I see all these MAGA people. I can smell them. That's what she's doing again. They're trying to reignite that. I took a shower this morning. How about you? I mean, oh, my God. But if these guys are out in the streets on a constant basis, they don't get a chance to shower. But that's, I went into that rabbit hole with her, and I'm really ashamed I did. But I just want to call out how they use every derogatory term they can come up with, except saying they're carrying out law and order. The law of the land is if you're here illegally, you will be deported. Now, again, the original intent was to get the worst of the worst to begin with. They're playing by a different playbook. All right, let's break it down for you. Welcome to hour number one. Larry Connors, USA, here on October 15, 2025. If you have not gotten your final tax extension ready, it's due today. I'm delivering the good news to you. Of course, you should have filed back in April 15 for an extension, and today you pay up or it continues to add up on you. Well, Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You walk away from each hour with more information than you have right now. I promise you. Hold me to that. In our next hour, Dr. Bill Draghi with Esquire Sports Medicine will be joining us. chiropractic treatment and dealing with their pain like that, the holistic approach, a lot of people favor that over more drugs and so forth. And I'll share a couple of stories in there too. Now, I will point out to you, Dr. Bill Draghi with Esquire Sports Medicine is a sponsor. I don't try to slip him in and ignore that fact. He is a sponsor, but he's obviously an expert. Long before hospitals had sports clinics, Esquire Sports Medicine was in operation. That's in our next hour. Later this hour, Fred Flights, 30 years in national intel agencies, an expert on the Mideast. Do we have peace in Gaza with Hamas or not? And what is Iran preparing to do? What needs to be the next step dealing with Iran? Fred Flights coming up this hour. All right, let's get back to the Nicole Wallace and the smelly FBI, ICE agents. Joe Rogan of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, he's also calling out some of the things they're doing. And again, I'm not going to disagree with Joe here. You may or may not agree, but I want you to hear his statement and let's take it apart.
The way it looks is horrific. It looks, when you're are just arresting people in front of their kids and just normal, regular people that have been here for 20 years, that everybody who has a heart can't get along with that.
No.
Everybody who has a heart sees that and goes, that can't be right. That can't be right. That can't be the only way to do this.
Right.
Because you have to think, look, yeah, we have to have a border. Yes, it should have been secure. Yes, they should make sure you know who everybody is before they get in.
Yeah.
But when people been here for 20 years, like, come on. That's crazy. Like, let's find a way. If they've been productive members of society for 20 years, no criminal record, they worked the entire time, they paid taxes. Find them a pathway to citizenship. Find a way where you can do this thing that you want to do, which is keep terrorists and cartel members from getting across the border with drugs that kill 100,000 people a year. Okay, but also have a heart. Because if you don't, you're not going to get anybody on your side.
Now, I will agree with that. You need to have a heart in the process. We want a humane process underway. Ronald Reagan signed the last amnesty agreement, and we're saying that will be the last amnesty agreement for illegals. That covered 3,000 who were in the country at that point. 3,000. Thank you, Joe Biden, for our open borders. We have 12 million or more in our country illegally now. Now, if we go back to Joe Rogan's statement where he said, you've got children or kids watching their parents arrested in front of them. I'm sorry, that is shocking to the kids, but if you are wanted on a warrant of any type and you're driving your kids to go get ice cream and they spot you, they're going to pull you over. They will take you out of that car and into custody despite your crying kids. But they're not to blame. You're to blame. You're making your children suffer in the process. But then when Joe Rogan starts talking about, we do have a lot in this country, they were brought into the country when they were kids. They don't even speak Spanish. They've never been in Mexico or wherever they came from. So we do need to have a heart. We need to evaluate. And if they've been here for 20 years doing no harm, I want them to have a pass for right now until we get a full immigration reform. But if they've been involved in crimes, you're out. Even if your members of your family didn't do anything wrong, you're out. If you want to take your family with you, you can. So there's a balance here we're trying to achieve. The problem is the left will constantly try to pound home, and Rogan wasn't doing that, but they're trying to pound home how inhumane this is. I would put forth a guy that comes across the border illegally and sees a young woman jogging on a bike path and jumps her and pulls her into the weeds, viciously raping, and I take back the word vicious. Every rape would probably be considered vicious to any woman, but rapes her and then beats her to death. I don't have any sympathy there. Those are the ones we definitely want out of the country. But they are hiding in the midst of the hard-working, earning illegals that are here that have been trying to stay in the shadows. Most of those in our country that came in as immigrants, even if they're from the same country, they came the right way, and they don't want this scum in their midst if it's those who are carrying out vicious crimes. But they hide there. They're doing exactly what Hamas did with hostages in Gaza. Hide behind them. They won't get to me. Well, sometimes the only way to get to them, rounding them all up. If they don't want that to happen, then they should be pointing out all these illegals around them and making it easier. But that's not what's happening. Attorney General Bondi.
They are forbidding in Chicago, this mayor, Brandon Johnson, is forbidding the police to work with ICE to get illegal aliens off the streets. Here's one example. There was an illegal Mexican in Chicago. He should have been in prison, illegally there. He was in prison. He got released from prison. Instead of being deported, they kept him right there, and he beat a 21-year-old to death in Chicago. How are they condoning this behavior?
Well, Mayor Johnson says, we have everything under control. So, you know, the person beaten to death was not one of his relatives or a major donor. And then you get idiot Pritzker, and he wants to tell you, you ICE agents, you be aware what you're doing. You might reap the whirlwind.
I don't trust at all that the Trump administration is going to hold any of these people responsible. We will. We're going to call for accountability. And indeed, you know, the tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run.
That is Pritzker, the Illinois governor, talking about retribution, revenge against ICE agents carrying out their instructions. Of course, he would not have an understanding of law and order, would he? He will insist, as Mayor Johnson, our state and our city are perfect. Well, I want you to hear from a Chicago resident.
How dare Brandon Johnson and J.D. Pritzker try to convince us in Chicago that crime is down when Brandon Johnson have 150 police detail following him and his family around everywhere they go. Pritzker, he don't even be in Chicago. And his the place he have that he live at, if that's in Chicago, have gates, cameras, police details all around it. Yep. We keep allowing these crooks to tell us what's going on in our communities. I keep telling you all, when crime is down, when crime is really down and we don't have the things to worry about in our community, like shootings and murder and carjackings and things like that, we can tell that. We know that because we can feel safe. We would feel safe in our communities. We don't need no lying, crooked politician to lie and try to convince us that crime is down.
I praise that woman for speaking the truth. She's living reality. Johnson, with his detail of security agents, and Pritzker in his compound, they don't see the world that way because they're not exposed to it. Oh, we have an update for Dr. Fake. Calling Dr. Fake. Fauci thought he would ride off into the sunset, but the shadow follows. Tulsi Gabbard.
Dr. Fauci demanded that we place blind faith in him and the government. It was about control. It was about more money, huge amounts of money, our taxpayer dollars being put directly into the pockets of Big Pharma. Now we know Fauci has lied to Congress numerous times, including the lie that the National Institute of Health did not and does not perform or fund gain of function research. This is a serious one, and it's a crime that Democrats have imprisoned Republicans for, lying under oath before Congress. We also know now that Fauci's team has been exposed through hearings yesterday and today. They worked behind the scenes to cover up the origins of the COVID outbreak.
And we certainly know that, don't we? It's been detailed and documented numerous ways. I want to let Fox reporter Jesse Waters fill you in.
New evidence has just surfaced tying Dr. Anthony Fauci to the CIA's cover-up of COVID-19. Last week, a whistleblower claimed the CIA was paying people off to bury the lab leak theory. And now this, from the House Committee Investigating the Pandemic Origins, quote, Dr. Fauci was escorted into Central Intelligence Agency, CIA headquarters, without a record of entry and participated in the analysis to influence the agency's review. The committee is now ordering HHS to hand over documents detailing all of Fauci's movements during the pandemic in and out of CIA-controlled sites.
Yeah, what business did he have in those? What was he doing? Now, back in September of this year, Senator Rand Paul accused Fauci of instructing colleagues delete federal records and delete official emails. That's the accusation from Senator Rand Paul. And following the release of the House subcommittee's final report in December of last year, several state attorneys general are now investigating Fauci for violating state laws, and they say the federal pardon does not protect him from state-level action. That's a key point. And yes, he does have a presidential pardon. Hell, everybody that walked in front of Biden, I bless you, pardon you, go your way. But he wouldn't remember if he did it. And I take that back. I don't mean to pick on the man because of Alzheimer's. But the point is, he was not in control of our government. And that RoboPen was signing a lot of these pardons. But in January 2025, Biden gave a preemptive pardon for Fauci related to any federal offenses. Preemptive. Now, if you are offered a pardon in advance of you being charged with anything, that raises a question. Why would you be getting a pardon? You hadn't been charged with anything. And on the other hand, why would you accept a pardon if you've done nothing wrong? Two strikes, Fauci. And the third one is coming at you hot, fast, and low. Although it might drift upward and bean you in the head. Not wishing any ill will, just saying things happen. Coming up, Fred Flights, expert in international affairs, especially the Mideast. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, so we have a peace deal, and we're in the process of moving through the different phases. But as I've been asking in a commentary airing today, do we really have peace in Gaza? Joining us now, Fred Flights, Vice Chair, American Security Policy Institute, 30 years in national intel agencies, an expert on the Middle East. His last book, An American First Approach to U.S. National Security. Fred, welcome aboard, sir. Hello, Fred. Well, I guess we're going to have to try that again. Oh, I had such a great setup for him. My first question is going to be really scary for Fred. Maybe they bailed out. No, he's always willing to help us, and I'm glad he is. I don't know why, again, we lost. But we're reestablishing, and we'll get him right back because Fred Flights is a man you want to hear. As I say, he is the vice chair of the American Security Policy Institute. Fred, we got you back now. Thank you, sir. Fred? Well, Jerome's over there busy pulling out what hair he has, and I don't have enough to share with him. By the way, Speaker Johnson is pushing Trump to get the 2026 Nobel Peace Prize, and the Israeli Knesset speaker is also joining in that. Dershowitz, by the way, Dershowitz, a professor emeritus from Harvard, Jewish, said Trump got the deal that Obama and Biden couldn't. And I have seen everywhere I turn, many on the legacy media talk about how great that Biden set all of this in motion, he and Kamala. It never would have happened with them in the office. Fred, welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, Larry, good to be here.
I'm sorry we're having difficulty at the beginning. So I mentioned earlier we have a peace agreement where we have different phases to go through. Where are we at this point?
Well, first of all, it was a very significant agreement because Trump was able to get this incredible alliance of Arab states, Israel, and even the Palestinian Authority, which never agrees to these peace deals. And this isolated Hamas and got it to agree to release the hostage up front instead of using them as bargaining pegs and also to get a ceasefire up front. But there's big challenges ahead. Hamas has to disarm. Hamas has to give up control of Gaza. And as we speak right now, Hamas fighters have taken over areas of Gaza that Israel evacuated, and it's executing so-called collaborators in this area. They have to give this up or the war is going to resume.
They're shooting their own people. They're shooting Palestinians, and they want control of Palestine right away. And they're going after, what, family clans that have their own militias? Would you explain that?
Well, I mean, there are divisions in Palestinian society, just like there are many societies. And there are clans in the Gaza area that have never been favorable towards Hamas. And over the last couple of years, as Hamas got weaker, they were arming themselves and trying to oppose Hamas. And they were aided by the Israelis. Some of these clans were being armed by the Israelis. But now that Israel is out, Hamas is taking revenge.
Well, to that extent, I know there's a piece that surfaced on social media about 7 or 8 Palestinians being forced to kneel, and then they were machine gunned down by Hamas.
You know, that's exactly right. And, you know, the media is generally ignoring this. They were happy to demand an immediate ceasefire from the Israelis. There was all this negative press about the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, which Hamas caused. Where are all these protesters now that people are being executed in Gaza because they hold a political opinion that these Islamist fanatics don't like?
Well, to that point, you mentioned humanitarian aid. NPR making a big point of Israel is keeping the Gaza border closed and reducing aid deliveries.
Well, you know, there's been lots of aid going into Gaza, except Hamas was stealing it.
Right.
And the U.S. and Israel is working on ways to try to stop that. Hamas started shooting at this effort, actually put bounties on the heads of people who were delivering the aid. Hamas uses aid as a weapon. It uses aid to generate revenue. And if Hamas is resorting to that again, Israel is not going to stand for it.
We have international support on this. I mean, this signed at a summit in Egypt, getting support from Egypt, Qatar, Turkey, the European Union saying they will get involved. The U.S. obviously brokering the deal. We have some 200 American troops helping monitor the ceasefire, not on the ground, not inside there, but we are supposedly pushing for an international force to go in, right?
Yes. You know, the genius of this meeting in Egypt is that President Trump was able to put together an even broader coalition, including Pakistan and Indonesia, and European states were frankly making negotiations more difficult by trying to settle with Hamas before there was an agreement. Remember the British and French saying they would recognize a path.
Would you state that again, sir?
I'm saying that this broad coalition now includes France and the UK. Right. You may have seen the British prime minister standing rather awkwardly behind President Trump in Cairo.
Right.
And I'm glad they're on board now, but they were making the talks harder because they try to recognize a Palestinian state without Hamas making any concessions just a couple of weeks ago. This made negotiations harder. But look, they're on board now. Trump's approach was right. Their approach, I don't know what the purpose of it was. Why would we reward Hamas with a Palestinian state while it was still at war with Israel and holding hostages? It was a terrible thing to do. In any event, we have a broader coalition now, and that hopefully will make it easier to convince Hamas to abide by the agreement and to rebuild Gaza and to find troops to send into Gaza to administer it.
Fred, I have to tell you, with all due respect, I've seen sources say Trump is only carrying out what Biden put in motion.
Well, the Biden people are just pitiful because, look, they had such a disastrous foreign policy, and now they see all these successes from Trump. They're trying to claim they were their successes. Remember that everybody disliked Biden. Hamas didn't trust them. Biden was constantly criticizing the Israelis. He tried to cut weapons back from the Israelis. Remember, he wanted Israel to de-escalate the war, but didn't ask for any concessions from Hamas. That was Biden's peace plan. It was a stupid plan, and it didn't work.
There is a former hostage, and of course, this is his claim. He says Hamas was afraid of Trump, and they wanted Kamala to win.
I heard that. I heard that Hamas started treating the hostages much better after Trump won because they were afraid of him. I mean, decisive American leadership is crucial for global security, and you can see what happens when we don't have that.
Amen. Now, what about Iran? Iran is still on the sidelines watching all this unfold.
The Iranian president was invited to come to the summit in Egypt. He declined. Now, Iran supposedly is at least neutral on this deal. I don't know. I think the Iranians are still run by a fanatical, radical Islamist theocratic leadership. And they're not pleased at this, but they have lost so much power and influence. I don't think they're in a position to undo it. But there are states that have influence with Iran. European states talk to them. There's other states in the Middle East that talk to them. And I hope we'll discourage them from trying to upset this deal, like by sponsoring acts of terror that could cause violence to break out again.
Well, one of the greatest proxies for Iran was Hamas. Then you got Hezbollah in Lebanon. And then you got the Houthi rebels. And you got others all across the globe. So have we cut the head off the snake or not?
Well, I think the head is Iran, but their tentacles have been greatly pruned back. I don't think they've been destroyed, but they've been cut back significantly. And the fact that Iran's nuclear program has been at least utterly destroyed, or at least significantly set back, and I mean many years, 10 years or more, it makes Iran much less dangerous. And look, the Iranians are worried, too. They did not want Trump to win this election. They thought he was a powerful and unpredictable leader, and they made such a mistake in not negotiating good faith. Remember, Trump gave them 2 months. They didn't believe him, and we know the consequences.
Very quickly, first of all, Lebanon wants Hezbollah taken out and hopes Trump will help them. Do you know more on that?
Well, Hezbollah in Lebanon is much weaker. It has not been done away with. But with what's happened with Israel, with the U.S. acting as a trustworthy arbiter to deal with the situation in Gaza, it's time for the Lebanese people and the Lebanese government to move Hezbollah out. Hezbollah is both a terrorist group and it's a political party. It's a corrupt political party. It doesn't really have a meaningful role to play in Lebanese society. And it's time for the people to vote it out and for the government to stop being terrorized by Hezbollah.
I want to give you the last 20 seconds. What about the deal that puts Qatari inside our nation training fighter jet pilots?
You know, I don't know the details of that. I think that the people who are complaining about it don't know what it's about. We're very grateful to Qatar for the role it played in negotiating this role. And look, if Qatar is going to use these jets to defend themselves against Iran, I'm all for it.
All right. Fred Flights, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Good to be here.
You bet. Fred Flights, Vice Chair, American Security Policy Institute. Now, coming up, NBC is one of those stepping forward to praise Trump for what he's done.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For 100 years, Tom Shaw Realtor is helping folks buy or sell, but also helping the community. He wanted this paid commercial to promote the Tom Shaw Walk for Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 12. More details at shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Must be the whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I think there was also this sense of the power of the American presidency and the way President Trump utilizes it to get things done. An extraordinary moment, Tom. The Chancellor of Germany, waiting for hours for President Trump to arrive, walked over and stood and watched President Trump speaking in the Knesset on NBC News monitors on our live feed. That was something I'd never experienced before.
Well, that was a report from NBC. I mean, the guy is almost ecstatic. I've never seen anything like this. He's talking about what Trump has accomplished and all the leaders of these different nations coming forward to meet with him and accept this peace arrangement to end the war between Hamas and Israel. Now, we're not still there, as Fred Flights was saying in the previous segment. Oh, you missed that? I'm sorry. I know you can't be with us all the time, but I strongly encourage you to pull up the podcast of this program when it's posted, and it'll be shortly after we're off the air today. Fred Flights made it very clear this could not have happened without Trump and the way he's gone about it, and getting all of these agents, Arab nations, Egypt, Qatar, Lebanon, all of them coming forward and saying, we will sign on to such a peace agreement. You got the left and what's left of the Biden Corps still screaming, oh, we would put it all in motion. You didn't do a damn thing. Almost lost my throat trying to give any kind of credit to Biden. The Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, also made it very clear what Trump has accomplished.
After the meeting with the signing of the peace plan, as it's called by the Trump administration, then the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, came out, and I asked her about just that question about how sustainable this idea of this peace plan really is, how likely it is in practice to work out, if you like. And she was effusive in her support for President Trump.
Do you believe that President Trump will manage to turn this into an actual peace for the Middle East?
I'm absolutely optimistic on this, but in any case, we're ready to provide all the help that is needed. I think the international community has to help him the maximum we can. So Italy is here to say we are ready.
Yeah, we're ready. She is effusive, as the NBC reporter said. That's not what the left wants to hear. Can't somebody stand up to Trump and say this was a bad deal? Why should they? Lives are being saved. Even as we speak, Israel is not killing any Hamas terrorists, much less the collateral damage of Palestinians who live there. What is happening inside Gaza? We were discussing earlier. Hamas is trying to take control of Gaza. They want to remain in power, not just of Gaza, but the entire Palestinian Strip. They have the weapons. Most of the people have none. Make a note of that. Make a big note of that regarding our Second Amendment. There are various clans, tribes, that have not liked Hamas at all. In fact, they have been tortured and killed by Hamas. they're still being sought out because Hamas worries that they will rise up and destroy what's left of Hamas. Good for them. And there in the meantime, Hamas is gathering up anyone they consider to be a traitor, anyone they believe helped the Israelis at any point. They're shooting them down in the street. So there is no peace in Gaza itself right now. People are fearful. Fearful that any moment, not the Israeli troops are going to come in, storm through the door, but Hamas. And now it can focus all of its efforts of going after Palestinians that they consider, you're not strong enough in your religion. And for that, we will kill you. And do everything vile you can imagine man can do to another human being. Oh, quick note here. This really caught my eye. The Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, Trump called her beautiful while they were at the Gaza summit. And I got to tell you, the reaction from legacy media is, how can we use that against Trump? And they did. NBC made a big deal saying, he called her beautiful twice, suggesting what a cruel, crass man. And he actually asked her at one point, he said, you don't mind being called beautiful, right? That was at the Gaza summit in Egypt. He asked her on one hand. They said, well, you are beautiful. And I think she is too. But the leftist legacy media still exist, and they want to make a point that he called her beautiful. Sexist. But he began by saying, you don't mind, right? Young, beautiful women at Gaza summit. Maloney told NBC News, I'm absolutely optimistic that the Middle East peace plans put in place by Trump will hold. I pray that is true. And we got nations all over the world watching this, even if they were not directed in taking part in the summit or anything else, have nothing to do with it. One of them in particular, the president of Argentina, Javier Milei. He is kind of their Trump in Argentina. Trump has praised him numerous times. He has absolutely stood for everything that's good for Argentina, just like Trump has been doing. Trump is helping pull support for Argentina as its politics is trying to move to the left. We're not in a nation building, but if we've got a leader in power that we like, I'd say give him support. He is obviously doing what's best for his people. Argentina's President Milei has, according to the BBC, divided his nation, but he won over Trump. The rest in Argentina are more than willing to step forward and let's go socialism. Let's join Venezuela. Not a good idea. Where our government shutdown continues. House Speaker Mike Johnson laid out some of the things the Democrats want, and it is insane.
And they would send $500 million to liberal news outlets by refunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It would also restore up to $5 billion of American taxpayer funds for wasteful spending for international projects. Here's a couple of examples. This is in their legislation, their counterproposal on the CR to keep the lights open. This is what they want to do. They want to spend $24.6 million of your hard-earned dollars as a taxpayer for climate resilience in Honduras. Uh-huh. They want to spend $13.4 million for civic engagement in Zimbabwe. They want to send $3.9 million for LGBTQI plus democracy grants in the Western Balkans. They want to spend $2.9 million of your dollars for desert locust risk reduction in the Horn of Africa.
Oh my God.
and $2 million for, quote, organizing for feminist democratic principles in Africa. We are not doing that.
No, nor should we. May I go back through some of that list for you? If you're in favor of anything I read, raise your hand, and then you might as well turn off the radio. You won't, because you know I'm right. Even if you're a leftist, you're not going to like it. I'm going to repeat again some of what he pointed out. They want $5 billion extra added to their clean resolution plan. They want to clutter it up with all this stuff. $24.6 billion on climate, environment checking around the world. $13.4 million for Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, I couldn't get it out. $3.9 for dealing with D&I, basically. $2.9 for another stupidity thing. Another $2 million for women's rights being taught in the Saharan Desert or somewhere. That is your money. They do not have a single issue with throwing your money around. But while they're talking about that the Trump budget plan and the CR that's being pushed by the House Speaker, which has been signed off by the House, we just need 60 senators to go with it. We can get the government fully reopened again. And some of those people that are caught in the middle of it, they might get their payback. They might not. Their job may be eliminated by the time they come back. If the Democrats insist on pushing this out more and more, and Chuck Schumer does not have an off-ramp. He started this to protect his own political career. But it's not helping him at this point. They are totally insane if they think the American people are willing for you to take their money and do that. And at the same time, they're pushing those kinds of agendas, totaling something like $5 billion. They're claiming that the Trump administration and the CR plan would hurt American families. The audacity of the left never really surprises me. Not really. But I have to admit, how can you stand there and ask for all of this and you're saying the Republicans are hurting Americans? Midterm elections coming up. You Democrats on the wrong side, you'll probably fall in line. Why don't you do it now in this early to help Americans who are suffering? Well, they're being controlled by Chuckie Schumer in the Senate, Hakeem Jeffries there in the House, and that vote's already been taken. That boat sailed in the House. But they'll do everything they can to bring it all back. Yesterday, President Trump presented the most valued award you can give to an American, presented posthumously to Charlie Kirk. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli, Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Today we're here to honor and remember a fearless warrior for liberty, beloved leader who galvanized the next generation like nobody I've ever seen before, and an American patriot of the deepest conviction, the finest quality and the highest caliber, the late, great Charlie Kirk. He was assassinated in the prime of his life for boldly speaking the truth, for living his faith and relentlessly fighting for a better and stronger America. He loved this country. And that's why this afternoon it's my privilege to posthumously award Charles James Kirk our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Thank you.
President Trump. Charlie Kirk's wife was there, tearful while speaking about her husband receiving the Medal of Freedom Award. And got some giggles from the crowd while she discussed Charlie's faith and strength to pray for enemies, despite his strong political stances. She said the 31-year-old Turning Point USA founder didn't like losing. Trump said, I heard he loved his enemies. And I said, well, wait a minute. Is that the same Charlie that I know? I'm not sure, but I didn't want to get into it. But Erica again turned to the president with a smile and said, surprisingly enough, he did pray for his enemies, which is very hard, but he did that. I saw him do it. He never did it in front of anyone else, but I can attest to that. Charlie Kirk getting in on what would have been his 32nd birthday. Normally that medal is not given out at that point in someone's life. It is the nation's highest civilian honor, presented to individuals who have made especially meritorious contributions to the security or national interest of our nation or to world peace. But Charlie Kirk certainly deserved it. Robbed by an assassin. You don't want to miss the second hour. You're going to learn more than you know right now, I promise you. And don't forget our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. Vincentsjewelers.com. Vincentsjewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.